from all over this plane have simply vanished.
I know you all want answers, and believe me, so do I, and I'll do my best to get them.
I heard some doctors talking. It's not just here. It's all over the world. One of these days, the
sky's gonna break. Chloe, are you okay?
Yeah, but Mom and Raimi, they're both gone.
Irene knew this was coming, the way it happened. How could she know that?
Okay, here's the deal. What do you do after spending millions of dollars on a Kirk Cameron vehicle that fails to break into the normal mainstream? Well, cast Nicolas Cage in a remake 15 years later and spend four times as much money to get it to a wide theatrical release. Left Behind is a faith-based film that treads familiar ground, based on the best-selling series of books. Cage plays a pilot who is flying over the Atlantic when the rapture happens, causing his righteous passengers to disappear. He and what's left of his family in New York have to come to terms with what has happened. This film is trying to be an airplane thriller like the recent Liam Neeson movie Non-Stop. However, the writing is so bad, the acting is so tepid, and the script preaches throughout, and the music sounds like a TV movie from the 1980s. Nicolas Cage looks depressed throughout the movie, as he should be for taking this role. Featuring only the first portion of a much longer work that will likely never come to pass, Left Behind leaves us with the most boring version of the apocalypse I've ever seen. Left Behind gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.